Welcome to the Mike Hartman Show. Mike is a performance coach and former Stanley Cup champion with the New York Rangers. Topics on this show are focused around stories, mindset, and champions. Mike will also go into details about helping you with your pain points and struggles and finding motivational solutions on how to have the mindset of a champion. Now, here's your host, Mike Hartman.
Hey, greetings, everybody, and thank you to my good friend Mike Hartman for having me on the show this week. I'm excited to introduce myself and share a little bit of my background, my history with you, and what I'm doing today and helping out athletes from really around the world that are able to log in with me and get some coaching. So get things started, I'll introduce myself. My name is Adam Bennett. I am originally from Georgetown, Ontario, Canada, which is a small town just west of Toronto. And I grew up playing minor hockey, as most Canadians do. It's kind of in our culture and our blood. And followed in the paths of my parents, who both played, and even my grandmother played. That's how Canadiana it is up here. But I played double hockey my whole minor career, I guess. Did not have aspirations for AAA, as some of the kids did in our area. But back when I played, in order to get AAA hockey, I had to go into the big city and move. And, you know, I wasn't quite prepared to do that. So I just wanted to have fun and play with my friends. And so I stayed hometown. I played AA right through Bantam. And then I joined the local Junior B team, which were called the Georgetown Geminis at the time. They're now the Georgetown Raiders of the Ontario Junior Hockey League. And it's now called Junior A Tier 2, but back then it was Junior B. So played a year there, and I guess caught the attention of the Ontario Hockey League, because the very next year I was drafted second overall to the Sudbury Wolves. And so made a move from small town at, I believe I was 16, 17 at the time, to Sudbury, and played a season up there, I guess fairly successfully, because then the NHL came knocking, and there was the NHL draft the following year, and was really, you know, fortunate to have been selected by the Chicago Blackhawks as the sixth overall pick in the 1989 draft. So literally from small town Canadiana, went from, you know, Bantam AA hockey to the next year of Junior B hockey, the next year of OHL hockey, which is the Ontario Hockey League, which is, you know, part of the Canadian Junior Hockey League system up here, which would be the elite players of that age, into the NHL. So within 4 years, it was a whirlwind of activity. And just going with the flow, I made a decision, I guess around 15 years old, that I was going to be a hockey player, and that's where I kind of set my focus. I was also a good volleyball player. I made a club team that had practices at the same time as the hockey team, so I had to make decisions and, you know, pick a sport at that point. But I played everything. I played rep baseball, I played rep soccer, I did the volleyball, as I said, and hockey, of course, golf, whatever, you know, whatever sport was out there, I was into it. And I think that really was an asset for me, because, you know, I was a well-rounded athlete. You know, I didn't specialize in something at a young age, you know, where I may have lost interest in it. You know, come a few years later, which a lot of kids do now, because maybe it's what they play year round. They don't really get a break and or experiment and play other sports that maybe they enjoy more. I'm not sure. But anyways, that was my experience, moving quickly through the ranks and then attending my NHL training camp at 18, which, you know, for a guy that really didn't have a lot of exposure to the major leagues at a younger age, because, you know, back then we only had, you know, Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday nights. That was really what we watched. Beyond that, you know, it was hard to follow. We didn't have internet. And you know, we're busy doing our own thing, so it was we just went along for the ride. And I got into trouble probably, a couple of years. I was up and down with Chicago, could never really stick. And I would get up, play a few games, and they'd send me down into the minors, and I'd play and for stretches, and then I'd get called up again, and get a chance to get into the lineup, but never really stuck. It was back and forth. So it was around 20 years old that I got interested in the mindset coaching. I asked for help with Chicago. I was losing confidence, was not performing consistently well, and I reached out to the staff. I said, is there somebody I can talk to just to kind of help me out, try and figure things out? And that led me to a sports psychologist, but it didn't fit the need. They didn't know what I was going through. Whatever they had learned would the they had learned in a book, so they didn't have the experiences that I was going through. But I mean, they tried to help the best they can. And but where I really took off was picking up the books, going to the libraries, going to the bookstores, buying the books. And if as an athlete, you have a lot of downtime, so you end up spending a lot of time with yourself, just in your own thoughts, and sometimes they're not good. So I use that time to start educating myself on mindset, changing the way I was thinking, having some goals out there, being able to handle my emotions and the negative self-talk. And I used these books to really prime myself. And I guess, fortunately, within a short time, I had then become a full-time NHL player. And I use that experience to tell the athletes I'm working with now that, you know what, it's not always about ability, right? Ability will take you so far, but it's the mindset that's going to put you over the top. And the difference between the elite player and the average player, it's not physical abilities. It has everything to do with what's going on between their ears. So I've kept that. That's, I'm 51 now, so we're talking 30 years. I've kept that mentality that all the roles I've played in coaching, in now mindset coaching, working with athletes for the past 30 years, I've always used mindset as what my differentiator between other coaches. I wasn't all about X's and O's, wasn't all about skating them hard into the ground and conditioning and so on, which is all great. But I knew what was going to make the difference for these athletes, and especially long term, was to help them control their mindset, control their thought process, and get a hold of their emotions and change the negative talk and so on and so on. So what I do now for your audience to understand is, I am mindset coaching. As I said, I've carried this with me for 30 years, and it's always been in the background, but now I've reached the point where this is really so important, especially coming out of the pandemic and athletes, having struggled perhaps for the last couple of years, trying to reestablish themselves. But I understand the journey. I understand the challenge that these guys are going through. And actually, any athlete is going to come up against roadblocks. It's unavoidable. So best to prepare for it. And I say, if you're going to spend time in the gym and working on the muscles and getting in condition and training yourself, well, you're wise to spend just as much time training your mind, training your mindset, conditioning yourselves for good habits, creating the mantras and so on. So that's where I'm at now. And if people want to contact me or reach out, would love to hear from you guys. My website is adamschampionmindset.com. I have a three-step process that I work with my athletes. First one is we do testing. Just like you go to the gym, the first thing is we want to find a baseline test. So let's use a test that measures mental strengths and weaknesses. And everybody's different. There's no pass or fail, but we really need to identify where are the areas that we can really put emphasis on to build you up. And so we do, step one is the mental assessment, where I get a score on 28 markers of your mental strengths and weaknesses. And once we evaluate that, then we move to step two, which is the coaching, and where I work with my athletes on average about once a week for about 45 minutes. I know everybody's busy and so forth, but we need to plan these things. And we go through the coaching. I give them the tools that the elite athlete uses. And so once I've shared all that with them, and of course we work through the plans as we're going, step three is really to zero in with my athletes on their experiences. I then become sort of the mentor and coach along that point, and we really zero in on the athlete's needs. Once they have all that information, then in step two, we really apply it and get them working weekly on that. So that's where I'm at, and I want to thank Mike again for having me on, and I hope to maybe hear from some of you guys down the road. But if anybody's struggling out there, it's about confidence. It's about setting habits that are going to set you up for the future. And I do understand that the athletes are going to go through struggles, and I always feel it's best to prepare. So thank you very much again. And Mike, I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Mike Hartman Show. If you're enjoying what you've heard so far, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. We'll catch you in the next episode of The Mike Hartman Show.